Okay, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Commander's Call for May 30th, 2018. I am Pastor and Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting for the House of Jacob Israel. Today, of course, is the... Did I say the right date? I think I might have had it wrong. This is the third day of June. 2018. So I did get the date wrong on one other call, so we do have some learning curves with this. The title or agenda, if you will, today is World at War. We do not have a scheduled guest at this time, so if folks want to join in, please follow the protocol. If on a phone, you hit *6. If you're on a website, there should be a button. If you're on a website, I do want to remind you, you need a microphone or a headset with a microphone if you wish to talk. On a phone, of course, that's not an issue. Just hit *6. We dedicate this program to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this program to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or true Israelites of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. The website. Now, this is going to become more and more important that you remember the website. The attack on free speech in America is heightening on a daily basis. I'm having a lot of mail bounce back. And not because people have put me down as a spammer, excuse me, you know you can do that with people that email you, it's part of the rules of your email program. That's not the issue. What the issue is Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, GBSGlobal.net, and some other major carriers, what they're doing is they're using their algorithms to look at your email you're trying to send. If they determine that it has content that they don't like, they're blocking it from ever reaching the recipients on your email list, saying that they're trying to prevent spam. Of course, we know that's a Jewish lie, because that's how they always lie. They cover up their tracks with smooth-sounding words, such as, we're trying to help out our customers. Well, if you want to help out your customers, you'll deliver the damn mail instead of censoring it and let them decide if they want to put it in a trash can or a spam folder or whatever. So this is happening quite frequently, and therefore the more importance of visiting the website, PastorDan.net, and again, that's .net, not .com. So PastorDan.net, where I have a daily news page, and that's where I'm going to put pertinent information and announcements instead of trying to get out 400 to 500 emails, which is what it has been lately. Over 400, many, many days. So if they're going to play that game, then we have to change tactics on our end. So that's one way of doing it. It does help me out, believe it or not. I know it's inconvenient to some of the folks on my email list because they counted on just being able to go to their inbox and seeing everything. But it is a lot easier for me, a lot quicker and easier for me to keep pertinent information on the website, and then that allows you, when you have time, etc., to go ahead and go to the website and see what's what you're interested in. I put a lot of stuff up there. I sure as heck don't expect everybody to go to every news item. I put it up there by title so that you can pick and choose the ones that you feel appropriate, the ones you have an interest in, if you will, okay? So please get in the habit from time to time of going to PastorDan.net and checking out the Daily Mail, which is the place where I'll put this, but there's also other pertinent information there, resource information, health information. There's also the archives of these radio shows and links to the videos, because we're now doing videos. So, okay, we've got, let's see if this works. Okay, Russ says he's still getting my emails. Battleship Bismarck. Let me see if this will work. Can you hear me? Because I'm not hearing anything from your side. Okay. This shows, see, we're having some kind of difficulty with folks that are online. The telephone portion seems to work very, very well, but we're having problems with folks that are on the, okay, that's John then. John in okay, Russ says he can hear on the phone. John, I don't know what the heck's the problem, because this shows that you should be able to talk. And it shows that you're connected by headset. So I'll leave you up there if you can figure out what the heck the problem is, and unmute yourself, because I don't have you muted. and join us with your question. Okay, John says, I'll listen until I figure it out. I do not have a headset. Well, do you have microphone? Do you have some sort of a microphone? Most computers and laptops today have built-in microphones and speakers, which if you're going to listen on a website, you can set it up that way, or you can plug in. In fact, down at Best Buy, Walmart, or you can go to eBay online, and you can find a very inexpensive set of USB plug-in headsets. And that actually is a pretty convenient way for anybody that wants to do this via website. That way you just plug it into any USB port on your computer or laptop, and the computer will figure out what you have done and reassign the speakers and microphones to your headset. Again, it's a cheap and easy way to get around the problem for the folks using websites as far as talking. If you're just going to listen and don't ever plan on speaking, well, then that's not near as much of an issue. The speakers built into your computer or laptop will do just fine, and just leave it go at that. So again, with everything happening as quickly as it is today, and the censorship of many, many YouTube channels and email programs and accounts, I do highly recommend that you try to get to the website as often as you can. It's a short click. If you set it up as a bookmark on your web browser, you can just do it as a single click and take you right there. You can even bookmark that particular page, the Daily Mail page, and that way, when you click on the button, it'll take you to that particular page and not to the home page, so that you have some options and try to stay informed as to what's going on. Because, like I said, between now and June 11th, so that's only 8 days away. Oh, eight. There's that magical number eight. For completion, everything I'm reading and hearing on a daily basis says that there's a lot. And there is a lot happening already, but there's going to be more things popping here between this date and a little over a week from now. So that's one reason I wanted this call, to let everybody know to check that website from time to time during the day, because we cannot count on the email programs getting out, the mail getting to where we want it to go. I just saw a thing where Italy has thrown their prime minister out. He lost his vote of confidence, and so now they have a new prime minister, and the, I believe he goes by president of New Caledonia, which is that section of Spain in the northeast section that's breaking away. They showed a video of the people in assembly there, and they're the ancient Basque people, which is quite interesting. If you study history of the Basque people, you can definitely see that they go clear back to ancient Israel and even beyond of our family. And the Basque people spoke a language quite different than everybody else, so it was probably a dialect that came down through much more adherent to old Phoenician Hebrew than the current language. But in history and in the settling of the North America and Central South America, the Basque people are very prevalent. They're very family-oriented. They're very strong ties to their past. And they resist being overcome or overtaken by any modern, quote, state. And so now they're pushing for independence from Spain. And some folks say that, well, how can you do that? Well, look at Portugal. You know, actually, Portugal should be part of Spain, if you look at the landmass. And yet it's a separate country. Well, Caledonia wants to do the exact same thing. They want to become their own individual state with their own language. Personally, I think we may be seeing something similar to that starting to happen here in the United States in the near future. Thomas Chittum, in his book Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America, he wrote the book back in the 1990s. He used his experience as a United States Army. I believe he was an officer, but maybe not. But he was in three different fighting campaigns for the United States Army. And he used his knowledge that he gained in these conflicts and applied it to what he foresaw happening here in this country. We're now entering the very period of time that he predicted that the breakup of America would happen, starting in 2018 all the way through to the mid-2020s. He predicted that this country would no longer be able to remain united because of internal conflicts, especially conflicts along racial lines. And so race matters. It's always mattered. The Bible teaches that. History teaches that. Common sense teaches that. Anybody that thinks race doesn't matter is just foolish, all right? And so the enemy wanted us to believe that race doesn't matter simply because they say so and make it politically incorrect for us to do anything to protect our racial purity, at least the white race. They don't care about the other races, but they don't want the white race to look upon their race as being special and trying to keep it pure. And so with these efforts by them against the laws of nature and nature's God, Yahweh, there is friction and internal strife here in the United States. So Thomas Chittum, in his book, describes how he thinks we will fracture, what areas will become black, what areas will become mixed, what areas will be predominantly white. And you can sort of see that happening. That's why we have so much interest down here in Florida for the Free State of Florida project, where Florida will secede from the United States to become its own nation state, where we will make the biblical law, the law of Florida, pretty much libertarian. There's a strong libertarian presence in Florida already. There's a lot of patriotic groups in Florida already, and a lot of outspoken Americans about the problems in the country already here. So Florida is kind of a microcosm of what's going on in the world and in the rest of the United States. So centered down here, we have a lot of stuff, and storms are coming, geopolitical storms, and possibly even a really rough hurricane season this year, from what I'm reading. Our weather has already turned extremely hot early, and that's never a good thing when it comes to the storm situation. So, like, we don't have enough to look out for. Now we have to worry about hurricanes and severe typhoons and thunderstorms, etc., down in this region. We have a lot of issues already because in the southern part of Florida, the white race has become the minority already, so we're seeing what that brings, which is racism against the white race. But that's okay, because that's what the Jews want. So there's nothing done about the racism and the pushing out and disenfranchisement of the white race down here. So for the white Americans that think that this feel-good kissing the ass of all the minorities is going to work well for us, we're proof down here that that's just not going to happen. All right. Now, if you get the government and the Jews out of the equation, because they create the pressure, oftentimes races can live amongst each other peacefully, as was South Africa prior to the communist Mandela and the Jews stepping into South Africa to muck it up. The blacks and whites got along because there was natural segregation. The blacks came to South Africa because there was job opportunities, there was clean housing, clean water, clean food, and work available, which they could not find in the rest of black Africa, and so they migrated into white South Africa, and the South Africans accommodated them to their chagrin. Because then the Jews financed the murderer, Nelson Mandela, and his hag wife, and they go into South Africa and stirred up trouble along racial lines, just like they're doing here in the United States. And pretty soon South Africa had all kinds of problems. Man, I don't know what's wrong with my throat today, and I apologize. The South African Ian Lamprecht, that's a friend of mine, wrote a book, Government by Deception, which I interviewed him quite a few times here on radio about that book, where he talks about the takeover and the subjugation of white South Africa. And now it's become a hellhole. And the blacks there are very prejudiced against the whites. And they've even had black leaders there calling for the annihilation of the whites that remain there. Several million. I can't remember the exact number, but it's in the millions, of course. So there's a lot of strife there. Well, you can see this happening in all of the white nations, where they've opened the borders and allowed the non-whites in. Well, that's a violation of not only their laws, as it is here in the United States, it's a violation of common sense and the laws of nature. In early America, the saying used to be equal but separate. In other words, you have a right to life. Nobody denies that. You have a right to take care of your families and to live in peace. Nobody denies that. But you don't have a right to come in and marry my sons and daughters. That's a violation of God's law. That's a violation of common sense. It's a violation of nature. Anybody that studied any kind of health program, in my case it was natural health, but I've got family members who are nurses and doctors. If you study health with any honesty, it will tell you of the birth defects and psychosis that's involved when you start mixing races. Now, the Jews don't want us talking about this because they want race mixing. But if you read Charles Weissman's book, Anthology on Racial Issues, and there's many other books too, but it's a small book, easy to read, jam-packed full of scientific studies, and it's probably one of the best little books that you can get somebody to become aware very quickly of the issues when you start violating God's law, which says, do not mongrelize. Now you're told that it means do not commit adultery, which is a lie. That's a misnomer. That adultery is people that aren't married to each other getting together. That's adultery. All right. Well, that's not what it said. In fact, in the Greek, it has simply "ouk moukesus." "Ouk" is the Greek way of saying "not." Same in our language. "Do not" or "not." In the Greek language, "ouk" meant "don't do this," and "moukesus" is mongrelized. So in the Greek word, they understood very much that it was talking about you don't mongrelize your food, you don't create hybrids, you don't mongrelize your animals, you don't create things like mules, which is a cross between a horse and a donkey, and they're sterile. That should tell you something, just as in people. Typically, they have very much difficulty in getting pregnant and keeping the baby. Modern medicine, of course, has increased the odds of keeping the child alive. In nature, the children typically are stillborn. If they get pregnant at all, the child will be born with birth defects or stillborn. So, again, we don't want to deal with reality. We'd rather hear the smooth sounding words that the Jews make sure we get to hear on a daily basis. We like our ears tickled with the sweet sounding words that everybody is equal. If you find a female attractive, no matter what her race, just go out and bang her. And when you get her pregnant, it's okay. Don't worry about it. I've even had white people tell me, "Oh, the mixed children are so cute." They're so cute. Excuse me? You can violate God's law because the children, in your opinion, are cute? That's why the Bible calls it a plague, because you're going to have to deal with the aftermath of violating the law. All right? Because that child is going to grow up with mental problems. That child is going to grow up with health problems, psychosis, and violence. And again, Charles Weissman points it out in his book quite frequently. All right? There's plenty of evidence. And as a sidebar note here, I read the book many years ago. I went online because at the time computers and the internet were in their infancy, but there was a way for me to do it. I went online and I checked the most wanted felons in several states near where I lived, and ironically, between 90 and 95% of the violent felons wanted in these states were mixed breeds. And typically they were mixed with black. It would be black and yellow, black and white, black and brown. But they had definitely, you could see the black blood, but they were definitely not pure bloods. Or as the people in South Africa and Tennessee used to say, blue gums. A pure black person typically has blue gums. So in America, you don't have very many pure blacks. I got that straight from a black guy I used to work with. There aren't very many pure blacks left in America. They're almost all adulterated with something. We've got a caller. Let me see if I can bring you on to the call here. I've got area code 989. Can you hear me?
Yeah, praise Yahweh. It's Randy.
Oh, hi, Randy. Long time no hear from, brother.
Yeah, I got a call. I've been working on some special projects. You know, you're hitting on a really good subject here, as always. And it's unfortunate, man, that people, they make excuses, you know, when it comes to God's laws. I mean, let's go back to the convention of Donald Trump. If anybody's not familiar with that, I invite you to go back and re-listen to it very carefully, because one of the issues I take up with him is his issue on homosexuals. I mean, he's in favor of it. And in fact, he specifically mentioned it during the convention and listen to all the cheers. All the Republicans, whether they call them conservatives, whatever name they give themselves at those conventions, how they applaud. Think about that, folks. Here, a guy supposed to be representing us and our country is talking about violations of God's laws, and they all applaud that. That's what we're dealing with. That's reality.
Wow. Yeah,
it's on YouTube. Everybody can go back. You know, it's out there for everybody to go. I mean, if you're not familiar with it, go back and just re-listen to it. Because when I first heard it, I was like, wow. And then if that wasn't bad enough, then you hear all the people cheering. And it's like, oh, boy. But how many so-called conservatives today say, well, they treat the issue of homosexuals like all other sins. Like they think that being a homosexual is just as bad as stealing a candy bar. They put them on the same table. I don't understand that, man.
Well, it shows that the brainwashing's working and the propaganda. Yeah. You know, they're propagandizing us through television and the movies to accept all the bizarre sexual behavior.
The same ones, the same people pushing that propaganda, Donald Trump actually calls them fake news. Isn't that interesting?
Right. Well, there's a lot of things about him that are not quite right. There's a dichotomy there.
Correct.
Because
correct.
One minute he's saying stuff that's right on the mark, and the next minute he says something that's completely in left field. So I don't know if it's a ruse in a play or if it's sincere, because it sounds like a double-minded man, doesn't it?
I agree, man. It's hard to figure out what's going on with these people, you know? Because it's one minute you think, right on. I mean, he wants to build a wall, wants to do these things, and then he turns around and just totally disappoints us.
So where
I tell you what, I have gotten a lot of great satisfaction out of what's been going down with this TV episode of Roseanne. I tell you, you got the Jews throwing the other Jews under the bus, and let me tell you, that just tickles me. I find a lot of humor in that. I hope you guys do, but I think it's funny. They throw each other over the bus, man, or over the ship, or whatever everyone says. They're all turning on each other. And what's funny is because one of the cast members, let's go back. This is going to go back a number of years. One of the women, what's her name? It's not coming to me. She's one of the cast members on the Roseanne show. Is actually calling Roseanne like this racist and all this. Now, this is the same comedian woman. Maybe somebody out there knows the woman I'm talking about. Same woman, when John McCain was running for president, talked about Sarah Palin in some pretty negative ways. But nobody called her out on that. Oh, but that was okay, right?
Right.
I mean, she went on to, well, I'm not going to repeat it. She said some very nasty and vile things about Sarah Palin, which is also on YouTube, if anybody wants to go dig that up. People forget about these things, you know?
Well, they're hypocrites, and that's a sign,
yes,
according to the scriptures. Hypocrisy is the leaven of the Pharisees, and so they are the consummate hypocrites. Really?
All the time.
Yeah, it's. I tell people, you know, there's certain signs, because they go, well, how do I know if I'm talking to the right people? Am I talking to the remnant, or am I talking to the enemy? Well, there's one of your signs, is if they are hypocrites. That's a clear sign you're dealing with somebody you shouldn't be. Hypocrisy is a sign of our enemy, not of our people. Our people are supposed to be straightforward and honest. And a hypocrite just doesn't fit in there. But it's interesting, the word hypocrite comes from the Greek word hypokrates, which was their word for an actor, which is exactly what a hypocrite is, somebody pretending to be something they're not.
Right.
So,
and that's what these people, they call themselves actors on TV. These comedians,
exactly,
or whatever. I mean, they call themselves actors. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know sometimes if we should laugh or cry.
Well,
but
here again, just like Pastor Pete Peters used to say all the time, everything's going wrong just right. Wake-up has never been stronger. The amount of people seeking the truth about the Bible, the truth about everything, truth actually is starting to matter in America again, which is, it's been a long time. It has not mattered. So, you know, I look at it as good things. Whatever's happening is waking up a lot of people, and they're wanting to know what's really going on, and they're shocked when they find out that the preachers have been lying to them, the politicians have been lying to them, the medical mafia has been lying to them.
And here we got, now that you bring up the politicians, let's get into this. Because, you know, I like mixing politics and religion. I love doing that because that infuriates the enemy. They don't like us mixing it. Well, I think we should mix it because that's, why should we separate the two, right? They're supposed to go together. And the Republicans had us believe, when they weren't the majority in power, that they wanted to defund Planned Parenthood, the butchering of little babies. Well, they got the power now. Why haven't they defunded Planned Parenthood? Because that was just campaign rhetoric, right?
Yeah.
They never intended to stop the butchering of the babies. They used these same people. Okay, now give me a second here. Hear me out. These same politicians who tell us about the poor children during school shootings to try to use that as a way for gun confiscation. We all know what that's what they really want. They want to just take them away. They really do.
Right.
These same people who use these children for propaganda purposes are the same ones who refuse to stop the butchering of our babies and the actions of Planned Parenthood. Same people, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Do they really care about these children? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
Of course not. Of course
they
not.
They use them as propaganda. It just infuriates me.
Well,
hear me out. During high school, okay, I'm only 40 years old now. During high school, when I went to school, and it's probably still going on, if not worse today, we had to learn about 6 million Jews being executed. Now, bear in mind, even if that did take place, I wasn't even on this earth. But yet we've had over 50 million babies butchered in our country during many of our lifetimes. 50 million. And what are the politicians doing? We bomb other countries. We execute so-called dictators because they gas their own people, but yet we've allowed 50 million babies butchered in our own country, and nobody's doing anything about it.
Randy, they didn't do anything about it when Janet the Hag Dyke Reno went into Waco, Texas, and to save the children, she burned 17 of them alive. All right? That's just the children. That doesn't count the elderly that were there, the mothers and fathers. That's just the children. 17 of them burned alive by elements of the United States military and government under Janet Reno. I hope she's rotting in hell right now. That's what she deserves, to rot in hell for eternity, because that hag gloated about that. In fact, they gave awards to some of the people involved with that. It's infuriating to me, and that's just one example. We got many others, but was the comedian you're referring to Laurie Metcalf?
No. I'm gonna try to look it up real quick.
Okay,
I don't know if I could play the audio. I don't know if the audio will come through my headset or not. But let me look.
I'm still trying to figure out how to make other programs work with the conference call because I like playing intro music and stuff like that,
and it doesn't
work with this setup. The other thing here, a listener has said that Disney fires Roseanne but turns around and hires convicted pedophiles. The hypocrisy is everywhere. Look at the Virginia.
Let me try to play this audio. This is Sandra Bernhardt is her name.
Sandra Bernhardt?
She's Jewish.
Yeah, I was going to say she's a tribesman, right?
let's see how this works. Now, the audio that you'll be hearing is just a short clip of her criticizing Roseanne, and then it's mixed with what she had said about Sarah Palin back during when John McCain ran for president. Let's see if it works. Can you hear it?
The volume's very low.
Oh, let me try it here. Yeah,
women like Sarah Palin jump up shit like you're big as other women, freaking bitch. don't you fucking reference Old Testament, bitch. Stupid, boyish, crappy, funky bullshit. Don't you touch my Old Testament, bitch. Yes, we have left it open for interpretation. It's no longer taken literally. You pour in your cheap, fucking, new vision, cheap-ass plastic glasses to your ass. See them saying that is a lately broke-down bullshit moment.
I'm not sure how much of that you were able to pick up, but you know, she used, you know, she was referencing the like Old Testament, even referred to Sarah Palin as Goyish. Using all the correct terms for a Jew, huh?
Yep, yep, absolutely. What's her name again?
Sandra Bernhardt. Yep. And you might be able to find that clip by just going to YouTube, typing in Sandra Bernhardt, maybe put Sarah Palin with her name. It should come up.
Yeah. Well, she reminds me of...
When I first heard her criticizing Roseanne, I immediately thought of that. I was like, I remember what that woman said about Sarah Palin. And I started searching it. And I, sure enough, I found it.
Wow. Yeah, well, she reminds me of Sarah Silverman, another Jew hag. Calls herself a comedian, but she's
bad.
You
know what's weird, brother?
What's that?
Sometimes I can't remember what I did last week. But then I hear this woman criticize Roseanne, and then I remember about this video, this clip that I saw years ago. But sometimes I can't remember what happened last week. It's like, what the heck, man?
Well, I think that's the leading of the Holy Spirit. I think Father's raising up an army right now, because I have a lot of listeners tell me that they're going through the same things. They can't remember what they did 30 minutes ago sometimes.
Right.
But something pops into their head when they hear a story or see a YouTube video or something, a recollection will come to them and they'll start digging. And we have a whole army. That's what's beautiful about this today. We have a whole army of our people who have started to come out of Babylon and dedicate resources and their time to fighting the fight. And that's all it's taken. And that's all Father's been waiting for, his people to say, I've had enough, and stop worrying about their damn entertainment. I mean, everybody's been about entertainment forever, making money and entertainment. That's all that they thought about. Well, now, like yourself, and you've done this for years, Randy, I know you've been a warrior for Yahweh for years, but now lately, more and more and more people are becoming independent researchers, independent journalists. And they're doing the digging. They're starting to put the pieces together, and they're networking with each other, and everybody putting their pieces together, forming a much bigger picture, and it's exposing the Jews and what they're up to, and the Jews are starting to panic. But I have noticed that little clip you played, her language was terrible, as is Sarah Silverman. And something I noticed years ago, not only can you identify a Jew by their hypocrisy, but you can also identify them by the fact that they've got probably the filthiest language, especially when you get them emotionally charged. I was in a debate with a guy on a computer blog years ago about the identity message. And he tried to counter me. He had come into the audience, and he started trying to counter me. And he did the typical Jew thing where he tried to sound very professional and, you know, I have credentials and you're this and you're that. But I was persistent. I kept countering with scripture and countering him with historical information. And he reached a point where he realized he was losing the debate. And the moment he thought he was losing the audience in the debate, every four-letter word ever imagined started coming out of his mouth. I mean, he just went ballistic. And he does what every Jew does. He does the ad hominem attack. He attacks your character. He slings mud. Because that's his last ditch effort. And all of this censorship and all of these Jews, like this hag you just played the clip of, are outing themselves for what they really are. I think it's like in the movie They Live. Do you remember that movie? When the transmitter tower was blown up by the Patriot, so that their cover was blown, that tower represents media, because the Jews control the media to cover up their dirty deeds. And so in the movie, when the guy blows up the TV antenna, all of the propaganda that says the Jews are such perfect and good people, it disappears, and you see them as the hag alien reptiles that they are in the movie.
Yep.
And that's sort of happening right now in reality. They're being exposed, the Schumers, the Weinsteins, Rosenstein in Washington, and all the other Zionist dogs that are in there decimating the Christian Constitutional Republic known as the United States of America. So our enemy is making mistakes. I say hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, when back to this, what's happened with this Roseanne TV program, we all know what the real plan with that is, and that gets into hate crime legislation, being able to hire and fire somebody based on political beliefs. So while we might sit here and say, hey, that's great that a vile program like that won't be on TV, look, folks, they want to be able to use those kind of things against all of us. Just like they do in Europe, by simply uttering the words, the Holocaust never happened, you could be thrown into prison. I mean, that's what's being played out right here. This is hate crime legislation, being able to persecute and prosecute people for maybe saying the things that they don't like. That's what's coming.
Well, exactly right. You know, that brings up a good point. I just read another letter this morning about Matt Hale. I interviewed him back, 16 years ago, prior to his problems with the law. But he was the Pontifex Maximus of the Worldwide Church of God, and Worldwide Church of the Creator, I'm sorry. And, you know, I read the material. A lot of their material was very similar to what Identity teaches, and we had a really good interview on the radio. He's a trained lawyer, and he's a concert violinist. I can't pronounce that, but he plays the violin. So, you know, he's a cultured guy. He's certainly not a violent guy, and yet the Jews in Illinois disliked him so much because he was gaining in popularity and he was winning a lot of debates. He was running for office and things like that. So they sent a paid informant amongst his group, and the paid informant came back, and this is in the transcripts. The paid informant. Now this is a paid informant. Usually they're scumbags. Paid informants typically are doing a deal to try to get their own asses to not get thrown in jail because they're either drug addicts or whatever. So this paid informant goes to his handler and says that Matt was threatening to kill a judge. Did he actually? No. Did he ever make a move to do such a thing? No. All on the testimony of this paid scumbag, probably drug addict.
Some testimony, no proof.
Some testimony, exactly. No evidence. No evidence whatsoever.
They could do that to any one of us.
I know that. That's what's wrong with that. And he's been in solitary confinement, so he can't talk to the other inmates and whatnot for 14 years. Can you imagine that? 14 years with no evidence of harm or wrongdoing other than a lying paid informant and probably a Jewish judge threw him in jail.
So that went due process of law right out the window?
Due process went out the window.
Just like they want to do with the First and Second Amendments?
Well, exactly. But that is the proof positive that America has been Judaized by these imposters. These Revelation chapter 2, verse 9 imposters have taken over our Christian concepts within our society, including the criminal justice system, and replaced them with Phariseeism, which is what they did to Christ. I mean, if you look at the mistrial of Christ, it's exactly how they operate, and now they're doing it to any white person who speaks up for the white race or our Christian faith. They're attacked exactly the same way as the Christ was by these Pharisees. The modern-day Pharisees are here amongst us, the wolves in sheep's clothing, Randy.
What they are.
Unbelievable. I'm hearing all this stuff about between now and the 11th of June being some really big stuff, maybe starting tomorrow. What are you hearing, and what do you see in the near future as far as what we as believers and patriots, what should we be looking out for?
Well, I mean, the big things right now is the stuff going on TV with the hate crime stuff that they want to keep pushing that angle and that propaganda on us. Also, the other big thing that they're working on right now is to cancel out our right to keep and bear arms. Now, right now they're just trying to focus on, like little bits and pieces of firearms like high capacity mags or the bump stocks and the slide fire. Oh, and by the way, slide fire. If you go to their website, they completely shut down, folks. I don't know what the reason behind that is, but they have ceased operations. Slide fire systems. They were based out of Texas. They made and sold the device you could add onto like an AR-15. Completely gone, man. The website's gone, shut down. But they want to take bits and pieces of our stuff, and basically they just want to chip away at our gun rights. That's what they're doing. But you can. If you want to find out what they really want to do to the right to keep and bear arms, you just go onto YouTube and search people like Rahm Emanuel, what they have said, because they want to be able to use the no-fly list. So basically, if you get put on the no-fly list, you don't actually have to be convicted of anything. They just simply put you on a list because they think, well, these group of people, whoever they are, think that you might be engaged in some sort of terrorist activity. So they just put you on a list. They want to be able to use a similar method to deny us our right to keep and bear arms. Rahm Emanuel said it himself. It's on YouTube. That's really what their ultimate plan is to just straight up deny us our rights, because they think they have the right to tell us what kind of firearms we can or can't have. That's the big issue, right?
Well, I've watched quite a few interviews lately where people are starting to realize that large central government is not only unnecessary for our freedoms, but actually a enemy of the freedom of the people.
Yeah, I don't feel threatened by some third world country. I mean, have they ever stolen from you or taken something from you or tried to deny your freedoms in some way?
No,
our federal government has.
Oh, yeah.
They're most certainly guilty. I mean, you go up against them and challenge their system. Let's not forget about Ed and Elaine Brown from New Hampshire, who are between 65 and 70 years old now, I believe, sitting in prison because they dare challenge the IRS, and many other people because they dare challenge the system, because they dare say, "Show us the law." They're sitting in prison for what?
Right. Yep. Well, there is
a
movement.
They call that blind justice?
No. The criminal justice system is a tool of the elite, of the cabal. It's not. It's got nothing to do with justice. It's got everything to do with a mechanism.
Believe me, I've been there. I've been there, done it, experienced it. Not very fun.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, but here again, we have to come to the point where we realize that we are God's children and we are not. But we do not belong to the state. The state is not our God. The state is not our parents. The state is not anything. It's people that we hired. That's why we called them public servants. We hired them to do a job to make society flow better, to bring stability and be able to resolve conflicts between us. In the beginning, anyway, it was based on the Mosaic Law quite a bit. Government was local, where it should be, as the libertarians say, and things worked very, very well. But as it grew, it became a leviathan and a monster, exactly the way the scripture says, a beast. That's why large governments are called beasts, because like a beast, their primary goal is to stay alive. That's why they do the things they do, and they try to shut down dissent because they consider that a threat to their existence. So they operate exactly like a wild beast, and we are the prey. And so people, and here's the good news, Randy, a lot of people in the world, not just here in the United States, in the world are calling for the dismantling, not only of the huge central banks, which are behind the wars and all of the mayhem going on, but also huge central governments, because they are a bane to all that's right in this world and all that is righteous. They are not for our good. They are working against us. The banks are working against us. The large incorporated medical mafia is not working for our benefit. And now some very prominent doctors like Dr. Janda have come out and testified in front of Congress and everybody else that the modern medical mafia is all about money, and it has nothing to do with prevention and restoring of health. It's got everything to do with just making money.
And what does the scripture tell us about that?
Well, the love of money is the root of all evil.
Bingo.
Yep. They love money.
I guess what I'm about to say is a warning to the people, because, you know, it seems like we have a couple of different kinds of people in the world, those that want to get out there and go up against the enemy and be confrontational with them. And then we have the others that just figure, well, if I don't get on the radar, maybe they'll just leave me alone. So here's my warning to those people. Do you think that by just kind of keeping to yourself, not saying nothing, you don't want to offend nobody, if you think that might get you by for a while, and you might be a lucky one and actually go through your whole life and not be messed with. But let me tell you, the government, our federal government, has messed with a lot of people that never spoke out against the government in any way. They just, let me give you an example, in Oregon, Christian bakery owners, minding their own business, decided that they didn't want to be a part of some gay wedding and create a gay wedding cake. Exercised their rights to say, hey, we don't want to participate in that. Well, the local government of Oregon didn't agree with that, slapped them with a fine, and slapped them so hard they put them out of business. So let me, you know, if we think that we could just sit by and if we figure, hey, we don't raise a little fuss, maybe the government will just leave us alone. I'll tell you, man, you're playing Russian roulette.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a target on our head, whether we speak out against them or not, because of who we are and our race. It's a fact, folks. I mean, you don't have to be out there on the front lines, you know, battling them on head to head. They're coming after all of us. So I mean, I you know, hey, we're all gonna die one day anyways. Why not raise a little hell against these people, man? They're trying to kill us, murder us, trying to destroy our Constitution. But, you know, I want to fight for something, man. I just don't want to live my life and act like everything's A-okay, because it's not. I mean, they want us to believe that the enemy of our country and our people is like across the ocean, some foreign country. That's not even true, folks. Our own government has become our enemy. It certainly didn't start out that way, but that's what it's evolved to.
Yeah.
I mean, look how hard they work against our rights. That's we can't blame Saddam Hussein for that. He's not
right.
He wasn't over here trying to burn our Constitution to the ground.
No.
And then they use our sons and daughters for cannon fire, send them off into some third world country. Those people don't give a damn about us. And we got our own politicians trying to destroy our Constitution. It's madness, folks. It's just madness.
Yeah. Let me read a couple.
It seems like yesterday, man, when I started doing all this research. I'm 40 years old now. 40 years old this year.
You're
I got three daughters now. I mean, it's just.
Yeah, you're a young pup to me, buddy.
Right, no, I understand. But it's just, you know, time flies, folks. Time flies
I know.
So fast.
It does. Well, the Bible even says it. It's similar to the flowers in the field. You know, they quickly spring up, and next thing you know, they're gone. And so
I mean,
it is with us.
To be honest with you, with the way things are, and you know, with this enemy around us doing all these things, I'm just glad I don't have to live with them for eternity on this earth. I you know, praise Yahweh for that, because
yeah.
I mean, this is madness what we're living through.
It is.
It doesn't have to be this way, but. You know, we've allowed it, past generations have allowed it, And this is the consequences of our inaction. That's what I'm getting at. Our people's inaction, this is what we're having to go through. This is the consequence of our inaction. I don't know how else to better say that, folks. It doesn't have to be this way, but if we're just going to sit here and act like things are okay, nothing's going to change. Yahweh's not going to just show up and say, here I am, folks, let's clean up house. He's got us here on this earth for a reason. We have a duty and a responsibility to our children. If we neglect that duty, well, there's consequences. And that's what we're seeing now. Because the ungodly have taken positions of power, and look what they're doing. Everything they do is contrary to Scripture, because we've allowed the enemy to take over our seats of government when our Father told us not to do that.
Amen. Yeah, well said, Randy.
Disobedience has a consequence.
Yeah. Amen. Well, let me read a couple quotes that I often talk about here. The one is called A Code of Honor. Be without fear in the face of your enemies. Stand brave and upright that Yahweh may love you. Speak the truth always, even if it means your death. Protect the helpless and do no wrong. And then the next one is, never be lukewarm. Life itself demands passion. He who is indifferent to Yahweh has already forfeited his soul. He who is indifferent to politics has already forfeited his liberty. In America, religion is not mere window dressing, and citizenship is not a spectator sport. Do not allow our common destiny as a whole people to just happen without your input. In other words, there's another way of saying it, don't go quietly into that long night. Get involved, make your mark. I've said it for years, Randy, our life is a gift. You know, Yahweh's gift to us was the fact that he gave us life, the very fact that we're here. That's his gift to us. The gift that we give back to him at the end of this existence is what we did with our life. Now, people say deeds or works don't matter. That's not necessarily true. Yahweh, when he put on flesh as Messiah and died on the cross for us, that's true. That doesn't require works for the covering of our sins by his blood. However, that what you're going to be judged on when you get there is what you did with your life. You can't say, well, I pled the blood of Christ, so therefore I sat on my ass and watched the whole world go to hell, watched my children die in foreign wars, watched my daughters raped by these animals that we're leaving in here. I let all that happen, but I pled the blood of Christ, so I'm good to go. I got news for you. When you stand in front of the great white throne judgment of Yahweh, and if you hand him that as your excuse for your pitiful life, guess what? He's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. Yeah, you knew my name, but you didn't do a damn thing. I gave you life. I gave you a brain. I gave you abilities. I gave you everything you need, and you did nothing with it. Can you imagine Randy standing in front of the King of Kings on his throne on that day and telling him that that's what you did with this precious gift called life? You basically hid in the dark and hoped that the enemy never came to you instead of reaching out there with your shield and your sword and saying, come on, boys, let's go. We got work to do. We have a world that's a complete chaos right now because we're sitting here not doing anything. It's time to clean it up, Randy.
Oh, it is. And when I see somebody like Donald Trump, man, I mean, there's a few things I take issue with him, and I look at it, and I can't help but think of the verse that talks about what profit the man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul. I mean, here a guy is, he has all the worldly possessions in the whole world, but he's going to lose his own soul because he wants to stand there at the convention and be so open to homosexuals. That just, For
yeah,
what?
But at the same time, he took away...
For a short amount of time to be able to say he owned an airplane on this earth? I mean, is that really worth losing your soul over? I mean, that just...
Yeah. Well, he's a dichotomy, because he also took away the access to the military by transgenders. At least that's
right.
What I had read. So he's like a double-minded man. One day he's doing the right thing righteously, biblically, and the next minute he's got words coming out of his mouth that are completely idiotic, like when he said, don't worry about due process, do something about the guns. What? Don't worry about due process? What the hell? Where did that come from? You know, so he is a conundrum. He really is. But here's
I think if people paid a little more closer attention to the just really analyze analytically whatever some of the things that he talks about, it just really pay attention, because there's some things that he says, man, that just really just throw me off, man. We don't
want to ask you
gun rights and various issues. I mean, it just boggles. Like I said, but then he'll turn around and talk about building a wall, and hey, that's great. But what about all this other stuff he wants to do with our Constitution when it comes to gun rights? He's got no backbone, man. He really doesn't. And where's the wall anyways? Is it even being built? Or is that just more political rhetoric?
Well, what about the idea that the military is what's really behind what's going on, and Trump's just the face? That the military generals went to Trump, asked him to do what he's doing, knowing full well that he couldn't do this on his own, and knowing full well he's not savvy as a polished liar politician.
Right.
So that no matter what he says to the public, he's a diversion. That the military behind the scenes are actually the ones who are going to bring about the changes in the cleanup. It isn't going to be Trump. Trump's on the other end of it. He's the tail. He's not the head of the dog. He's the tail. And he's the distraction. He's what's keeping the liberals and libtards and the soy boys and snowflakes out there, keep them busy buzzing around him while the generals and admirals are busy going after the cabal. Is that a possibility? Have you ever thought about that?
I think anything's a possibility, but I mean, it's just, we know what, we already know what happens. I mean, come on. After 8 years, the Republicans are going to put the Democrats back in there. It's a vicious merry-go-round circle. It never ends, man. We could have 8 years of Republican, 8 years of Democrat. It just goes back and forth, and nothing ever gets any better, man.
Let me ask you a question, Randy.
They just keep chipping away at our Constitution, man.
If Yahweh were to come to you and visit you like he's done Jacob and other people in the Bible, if Yahweh came to you and said, Randy, I'm giving you all power to do whatever you think needs to be done. And zap, I mean, you can feel it. He's just given you supernatural power. Let me just ask you what you would do. What would you do to start us heading in the right direction? What kind of things would you do if you had that kind of power?
I think that's a dangerous question.
Dangerous for who?
I don't know if I want to answer that. I might incriminate myself here.
There would definitely be some heads rolling if I had that kind of power. Let me say this.
If I was elected president, because the president has great power. And many, many presidents have had no problem going around the Constitution and declaring wars against other countries and going after dictators, you know, people that gas their own people. If I was elected president of the United States of America, I would immediately, first day of office, I would order Tomahawk missiles against every Planned Parenthood facility that's aborting babies in this country, and I would have them all destroyed to save the babies.
Right. Well, it's the shedding of innocent blood. It's horrendous. It's a definite mark against us as a people, as a society, no doubt about it. What did you say it was? 50? I thought it was 60-some million. But even 50.
I've heard some different numbers, but the fact remains is we've surpassed 6 million Jews, if that's even an accurate number. we'd surpass.
Oh, yeah, by at least 9 to 10 fold. And that's just the babies. That's not counting the innocent people that have died because of war
and drugs. Babies wasn't bad enough. Planned Parenthood, they've been caught selling these babies, these bodies of these babies that they've murdered. They've been caught selling their body parts for money. Here, you know, back to the money thing again.
Right. Well,
the organization that was out there exposing that the Center for Medical Progress on YouTube, instead of the government saying, "Hey, you know, hey, we got to have an investigation," of course they probably already knew about this. But when those videos got leaked, they don't go after the real perpetrators. They went after the people that were exposing it.
Right.
That's what we're dealing with.
Well, what do you see over the next, let's say, what are we into, June now? What do you see between now and the end of the year? I know this is just an opinion, but based on empirical evidence and your own thoughts, how do you see things progressing over the next 4 to 6 months?
If Donald Trump does not do as he promised, I believe there could be a potential for a mass awakening. People already know about the treason of the Democrats, right? We've lived through that, okay? Now, here's our chance to fully expose the Republican Party if they don't do as they promised. And then at which point, there's no telling politically where the country could go because people aren't going to trust any of them anymore, and I think that's a great place to be in our history. Is
right.
When people just finally say, we've had enough of all of you, and there just be a complete shakeup. But that's the day I look forward to.
Right. Well, George Washington, George Washington warned us about a two-party system in his farewell address. He said,
And now that you brought him, up, let me just quickly say that we know of our founding fathers because of what they did, okay? And that's where we should be. We want to be known for what we did. Otherwise, you know what? We're just going to be another name in a graveyard. Hey, you can go to a graveyard and look at all the names. You don't know anything about those people. I don't want to be like that. I want to be like the founding fathers. I want to be known for something.
Right. Right. Well, you sound like James Lancia of Downtown White Police. He said that, you know, his vision of how he would like to go out in this world is in a righteous conflict, shoulder to shoulder with brothers who feel the same way, in a fight, a righteous fight to end the tyranny, end the evil that's in this world, which goes back to our ancestors.
I would be satisfied at my funeral if people would just simply say, you know, the dude didn't have a lot of money, but sure, he raised some damn hell against the enemy. I'd be happy with that.
Right. At least he tried.
Yep.
That's what I always feared, was that over my grave, friends and family would basically say, you know, he lived a life and didn't accomplish much. That was my fear. What I wanted to hear was he tried. He did everything he could. He used every faculty, every resource to fight the enemy and to promote truth with his life to the best of his ability. Being a fallible man, wasn't perfect, but at least he tried. He tried to expose the lies and the deceptions. He tried to ignite a fire under the ass of the lethargic white man who just seems to be quite pleased with watching the decimation of his country and the decimation of his race. That, to me, is the most disgusting thing about what I'm seeing today, is how many of my own race are completely at ease with not just abortion, but the race mixing, the poisoning of the air, the poisoning of the food, the vaccines, which are causing all kinds of problems, but they just blithely go on worrying about the next six-pack of beer, worrying about the next reality TV show coming on to further disintegrate what few brain cells still work. That's the sad part to me, Randy. The good news is there's lots of people like you out there that are resonating and are getting involved, but it's still sad at the number of our people that are just basically bags of bones going through this world, and they're not going to accomplish a damn thing.
I agree.
So I was going to ask, I'm reading a lot of stuff about the economy, Randy, and I wanted to get your input on that. I'm hearing a lot. We do know that the Asians, the Southeast Asia, that community over there, and the Russians are quickly going to a gold-backed currency system. That's a fact. That's not conspiracy theory. I'm hearing a lot about a, quote, global economic reset. And the fact that the U.S. dollar is disappearing as the reserve currency, that to me is a fact. Country after country after country is starting to do business internationally with other currencies and abandoning the dollar. Now, some of these paid-for shills out here are trying to tell us that the dollar will never fail. That's a lie. It's already failing. Country after country is going after other currencies because they're sick and tired of our imperialistic attitude and these Jewish world bankers that are raping everybody with their interest and their death grip over their politics and everything else because of the money. So you can see that happening. When do you see that happening here? I'm hearing that it could happen almost any day now because we are so in debt. The system is so bankrupt that it could literally happen almost any day where we will end up very close to Venezuela and some of these other South American countries where, you know, a dozen eggs went from $12 a dozen to where in some places it's $120 American.
I definitely don't put faith in toilet paper. I mean, current paper currency. But I mean, I will tell you, I'm in the transportation industry. Freight has been quite busy, but also, fuel is definitely on the rise as well.
Okay, so you don't see a
freight.
Changeover.
I'm not too sure. I don't follow a lot of the currency stuff, but
okay.
Freight around the country is moving quite nicely.
Okay. Well,
but at the same time, I mean, fuel is definitely on the rise. So I'd be on the lookout. Anytime we start to see fuels, of course, some people might say, well, it's, because freight's moving, supply and demand. But, I don't know, man. Because a lot of times what happens is fuel goes way up, but not necessarily the price to move the freight for the truck driver. They're not necessarily being compensated for those increases all the time.
Right.
So,
yeah, when they start
more from the working man.
Yeah, when they start robbing us at the gas pump, there's other things going on. It's not supply and demand.
Right.
It's never been supply and demand. Pastor Lindsey Williams in his two books talks about that clear back in the 70s with the non-energy crisis. I lived through that period when I was in the Air Force. We were in long lines to get gasoline, and to come to find out the government had shut down the cross-continent pipelines to purposely create the shortage. We had plenty of oil coming, but they weren't allowing it to go to the pumps to create the impression that there was a shortage of oil when there was no shortage. So we're always being played.
Anytime, like for example, they'll raise it 30 cents, and then they'll drop it down just 10 cents. They play these little up-and-down games.
Right. Well, it's a game. That's for sure.
Yep, sure is.
All right, Randy.
That's about all I got for you today, man. I've just been kind of working and just taking care of my family and trying to keep an eye on politics. Definitely a lot of interesting things going on out there.
Well, you are a shining example of what we were just talking about. I mean, you're busy. You're on the road as a freight hauler. You've got a family you're raising. You're only 40 years old, which is, in my book, that's pretty young yet. So, and yet you're still very proactive. You stay informed. You take every opportunity you can to put a knife cut into the beast. And you've been doing it for quite some time. So, when people say, well, I can't do it, I'm too busy, or this and that, I like to point to guys like you and say, look
at
Randy's.
How much time do we have?
There is no time limit.
Oh, gotcha. I can let you in on a little, I haven't really said anything on it on Facebook or anything like that, but I could spend a few minutes talking about this project I've been working on if you guys want to hear.
Sure, go ahead, man.
Well, I'm a truck driver and have been for about 17 and a half years. I've seen technology in my short time as a truck driver. I've seen it advance greatly. I mean, when I first got into trucking, the big thing when I started driving, there were flip phones and they had instant messaging. That was like the big thing back then. And I think at that time there wasn't like all this unlimited calling. I mean, you know, YouTube wasn't here yet. None of that stuff was. But as this technology has evolved, we've seen truck drivers turn their jobs into like reality shows on YouTube. I don't know if any of you guys have ever seen this, but I call them YouTube truckers. And there's a number of them out there. And, you know, they basically talk about their job and things that they do. But I started zoning in on a few of them because I noticed some inconsistencies. You know, they talk about, you know, being a Christian and all this and that. They start digging a little deeper. And what I've discovered is there's a guy on YouTube. You know, he's not real big and like having like millions of views. Okay, he's only got maybe 30,000 subscribers. But he's convinced his fan base that he is this redneck Christian from Texas. I thought, this is all interesting. You know, in the background, he's got the Confederate flag, and this is like, hey, this is a guy I could get along with, right?
Right.
But then there's a program, I don't know if you're familiar with it, it's called Zello. It's like a walkie-talkie program.
I've heard of it.
And, yeah, and I learned that there's kind of a back door to this program, and audio can actually be shared. And I started doing some, you know, trying to find out, you know, go behind the scenes and start to listen to some of this audio that was simply somebody had shared the audio. So I, you know, found this guy on the Zello program, started going through all these audio files, and what I found was this guy on YouTube who proclaimed to be this Christian conservative from Texas was actually using somebody from the homosexual community to basically make money. They were involved in selling cruise lines to like other truckers, and I guess the way it turns out is like the more you sell, you get some sort of kickback. Well, the intention was that, well, you know, if you can bring people in under this like big umbrella, well, you can actually get a free cruise out of it. And I thought, you know, why would somebody who's on the internet talking about how they're a Christian, redneck from Texas, why would they be secretly behind the scenes wanting to use homosexuals to basically get a free cruise? I mean, I don't understand that. But that's how deceiving these people are, man. So, I mean, I blew this guy wide open up on YouTube. Blew him wide open. I mean, I took all these audio files that were on the internet. All I did was simply listen to them and basically republished them on YouTube, man. That's what I've been working on for over a year. And I've exposed this guy. It turns out he's not this Christian Republican guy from Texas everybody thought he was. Turns out he's quite liberal. He got mad at another truck driver because he happened to flash a firearm on a camera. Why would anybody get upset about that? But he was upset about it. And it's like the more I started doing research on this guy, it's like this guy is straight up liberal. He's trying to be somebody he's not. Of course, you know, they eventually found out who I was, and, you know, they wanted to talk about me and my white hood and all that. And I thought it was funny, whatever. But
well,
yeah, I blew him wide open, man.
You did something. See, that's the key. You did something about it. You didn't just let it go. And that's the problem. Our race seems to have reached a point where they're pretty apathetic. And I don't know if it's the poisons. I don't know if it's a mental poisoning. There's a good book that was written.
But, I mean, he said all the right things. You could find all these videos. I mean, he was against homosexuals. And at first glance, any one of us would be like, hey, this is a great guy. This is a guy we would hang around and have barbecue with. But guess what? After I've been exposing him for over a year, he just recently comes out, publishes a video talking about, well, he's still against the homosexuals, but you know, we should treat them nicer. And I thought, I knew this all along about you, man. I've been exposing you for over a year, waiting for you to come out of the closet, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's all starting to come out now. It's all starting to come out. And he wants his audience to kind of think that he's having this, like, changing of a mind. Now, he was always like this. He just got caught. That was it. He got caught.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of players. There's a lot of actors and players out there. I find it interesting now they are starting to use the term actor in law enforcement and in the media and in general. People are referring to bad actors. That's a recent development. So I think that's part of the coming out and the revealing of the wicked and evil that's around us. So it's an appropriate term. They're actors. They're bad actors. So...
well, you know, it turns out these people that make YouTube videos, a lot of them make a lot of money, it turns out.
Yeah, I've heard that they can make pretty decent money on it. I have no idea. I'm certainly not making any money off of it, but...
I've got videos out there, but I've not, like... click the button to get... Yeah, I've never done that.
Yeah, I don't either, because it's a trap. It's a trap.
Right.
Years ago when I first started this radio show and whatnot, the folks were telling me, you know, you need to do this to get money to pay for it and all that. I said no, because it's a trap. If I did have people that were donating large sums of money, the next thing you know, they'd be telling me what I could and couldn't say. And so to avoid that, I get a few small donations from time to time from listeners, and that's it. It's never amounted to much. I'm still in the red. I've spent way more of my own money than I've ever taken in to do the show.
I think we all have.
Yeah, exactly. It's money out of my pocket. So, but I have total freedom to say whatever I want to say, and that was worth it to me. Because that's the way it should be. You should the person that has a calling to preach the gospel and preach Yahweh's word should do it because it's a calling, not because it's a profession. So that's the way I look at it, and most of the people that I associate with look at it the same way. Did you have anything else, Randy?
That's about it.
I was going to say I'll open it up then if anybody else wants to either ask a question or report something. If not, then I think we're pretty close to an hour and a half mark. That went by fast.
It always does.
Well,
I've called in. I've been busy working on some of these projects on the internet. And, because I just felt that it's time, man. We can't, politicians are, they're not the only enemies out there. I mean, we've got people out there like on YouTube, they're playing their part, man, and they need to be exposed.
Well, all liars, all the liars need to be exposed. So
they all made their videos. Oh, Randy this and Randy did that, and it's like my friends already know who I am.
Yeah, exactly.
they haven't exposed. I mean, you go search my name on the internet. Hey, have fun. I don't care.
Yeah.
I've never been afraid of the enemy. I don't care that they know who I am. I don't care.
I went through that over the last month myself. The attacks, accusations.
When Obama first got elected, I stood on the street corner in Midland, Michigan, wearing a full hood robe and an American flag. I don't care what people think about me. I don't.
Yeah, you are gutsy that way, Randy.
That was a long time ago, but.
Hey, but you're still here. Praise Yahweh. Yahweh's protected you, and I think the guys that are honestly trying to do a good job, Yahweh does protect us from the gossipers and the backstabbers. And
exactly.
It's amazing to me when he reveals to me people that put themselves out as honest and friends and coworkers for the message, and yet given the first small opportunity, they turn on you like a wild animal and make all kinds of accusations and just innuendo and ad hominem attacks based on nothing, no facts, no evidence. What's really funny is they do exactly what the Jews do that they rail against. They rail against the Jews and how they behave, and then they turn around and act the exact same way.
You brought up something good. I want to add this. I wonder if this has happened to you. You know, I've had people try to, get when I was in organizations, stuff like that, political organizations, you'd have people try to become your friend because, you know, you see how politically active you are. So they want to get close to you. And then, you know, after a while, they go off their own way because they can't convince you to do anything stupid or illegal, right? So they go off to somebody else. And then you read about them years later, how they ended up testifying against somebody. It's like, wow. Wow. Now, this has happened to me on several occasions.
Yep. Yep.
Boy.
I know. I'm just recalling, as you're saying that, I'm recalling some similar instances in my past where I witnessed the same thing happen, and it is...
I won't get into specific names, but one of the guys that actually testified against Bill White, I'm not sure if you heard the name, but he was, I think the court was in Chicago. The one of the guys that testified against him had actually created a smear campaign against me and said all these nasty and vile things, but and accused me of all these things, but yet he was the one that ended up testifying against Bill White. I was like, you read about these things years later, and it just blows my mind.
Well, yeah, there's players out there. There's no doubt about that. In the Bible, it talks about the disciples asking Christ, you know, how do we know who to talk to and who to fellowship with and share the message with and all that? And he said, basically, you're not able to look upon the heart, meaning what's inside them, what's their motivation, their agendas. So he said to what? He said, judge them by their fruits, because a good tree can't produce bad fruit. And so, and consequently, a bad tree can't produce good fruit. So what are their fruits? And that's the first thing I do whenever I meet anybody. I start checking what are their fruits. And part of the fruit to me is the way they conduct themselves, right? Because to me, one of the signs I'm dealing with somebody I probably shouldn't be is when they're full of themselves, they're self-aggrandizing, and they're a pontificator. Those things are all, and they have huge egos. They're people I would try to avoid.
Wow, you just described the guy exposed on YouTube.
There you go. A second witness.
There was a lot of people involved in exposing these YouTube truckers. I was just one of many.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we need to expose liars. I mean, that's our job, isn't it?
Really what it came down to is we didn't like people trying to represent the good men and women of our industry. We didn't like the way these guys were trying to represent us, and that's actually what started it, and we exposed them for what they were, man. Yeah. I mean, they were just nasty, violent. I mean, they were making videos, making threats about us. I mean, they're vile individuals, man, and we went after them hardcore, didn't back down. It's been going on for over a year.
What do you think would happen if the citizens of America would stand up and decide they'd had enough? You know, I went to Washington in 2009 for the very first...
On a big scale?
Yeah, I went to Washington in 2009 for the first big Tea Party rally. And the news media, including Fox News, said that there were approximately 65,000 of us there. When everybody in downtown Washington that day, we did the calculations by looking at the square footage per person and the how big the crowd was, and the local news, the AM radio stations that we were listening to, got it right, because all morning long, as people were just pouring into downtown D.C., it went from 400,000, 600,000, million, all the way up to 2 million. And we did the math later on with a map and calculated it out, and it did come out to about 2 million people. So the only truth was on small AM radio. All the major networks were trying to say only 60-some thousand. So 2 million people in Washington, D.C., and there were guys carrying signs down there that said, what if we had come armed?
Exactly.
We could have changed out. We could have gone into the halls of government. In fact, most of the cowards had left Washington when we heard about this rally. There were very few present there. There were almost no police, no military. It's almost like Washington had been vacated by the criminals, because I think they were afraid that is exactly what might happen.
Well, they, if, They know what they're doing is wrong. They know. Otherwise, they wouldn't have fled like rats.
Right.
Right. I mean, if they really thought what they're doing is good, they would stand their ground and protect their city, right, from intrusion or whatever you want to call it. No, they flee like rats because they're the enemy. They know they are. They know.
Well,
they're like
cockroaches. When you turn the light on, they scatter.
So if you got a bunch of cockroaches in your house, you're just going to let them run, or are you going to squash them?
Get rid of them is what needs to happen. Right. They need to be rounded up and put in holding cells to stand on tribunals for their crimes.
I think we got enough prisons in this country for
them. We need to let the political prisoners go and the drug offenders for things like smoking a little weed or having a half ounce of marijuana. Those are ridiculous. Those people need to be released immediately. In fact, they should be compensated for the time of their lives that have been robbed from them over this bogus criminal justice system we've got. And the real criminals need to be rounded up and put in there to await trial and have speedy trials, speedy tribunals, actual honest ones. Bring them out there, bring in the testimony and the evidence. And when they're found guilty of the very first capital crime, we don't need to get them guilty on everything, just one. One capital crime, one case of kidnapping, one case of rape, one case of treason, and take them into the courtyard with the public allowed to come in and witness it and hang their sorry asses. That's what needs to happen. Publicly, hang their sorry asses. Do you think it would turn around? Randy, let me ask you this. You're a smart guy. We wonder why we got the criminals we've got running the show. That's because we've never held them accountable. What do you think would happen, Randy? Just give me your thoughts. What do you think would happen if the word got out that the tribunals had started, the military and the good guys, the patriots and the militia had started rounding up all these bastards, and the very first 10 of them were hanging from ropes at different prisons, and it was publicly announced? Do you think the rest of the scum would either flee the country or straighten up in a hurry?
You know, I think some would try to flee, but I think some would actually, they would be trying to convince us that they've actually always agreed with us. I think there would be a lot of that going on. They'd be like, no, I've always, you know, went along with what you guys were saying, man. I was just too afraid to say something. I think that's what would happen.
Right, but the thing of it is we've already got the evidence, so that's not going to work. That's not going to work. It's like these Johnny-come-latelys
I totally almost forgot about this. There's a town in Illinois. There may be some others, but they'd actually passed some, like, I don't know if they're a city or a township or what they are. They're outside of Chicago. They actually passed some sort of a thing, like on a local level, basically banning assault weapons. I totally almost forgot about that. Have you heard about that?
No, I did not.
I'm trying to think of the it's a village of some sort. I'm trying to recall from memory. But I had done a little bit of research on this place and found that I believe it's Walgreens has a connection, and there's some other big corporations have some connections to this town, and they've also got some interesting things that went through the courts that dealt with the right to keep and bear arms. I think it was an employee, I'm trying to remember what happened. I think it was a pharmacist ended up using a firearm to protect his life during a robbery or something like that. It was a Walgreens pharmacist, ended up getting fired over the issue. I've seen what they were doing at the local level with the assault weapons ban and a couple of these corporations that happen to have a connection there. I just thought that was really interesting that they would be pushing that. I mean, is that all just a coincidence?
No, because we can find the same maggots underneath the log, the same termites, every time you find this kind of criminality going on. It's the same tribe of termites at work. And the good news is, Randy, I'm telling you, because I'm retired, I have the time now to do it. I spend a lot of time watching and listening to a lot of alternative media.
There's so much going on, it's hard to follow it all.
Here's why I tell people, I don't look for details as much as I look for trends. And here's what the trend is. The trend right now is that the mainstream media is in full panic mode because all credibility, they've lost it. They've lost any credibility whatsoever. Now, there are a few brain deads, the communists and the libtards and the soy boys, they're already lost. We don't count them. I'm talking about rock solid, red-blooded, Bible-believing Americans. They're the ones I care about. So those people are waking up, and they're waking up very, very quickly. Now, the last bridge or the last barrier we have until we have a full-scale revolution in this country is the scriptural one, where the good people are fully aware of the treason in Washington, the treason at the Pentagon, that 9/11 is a lie, on and on and on. What they haven't come to grips with is the liar down at the local church, that pseudo-pastor who claims to be preaching the words of Yahweh, when in fact he is part of the cabal under Jewish domination teaching lies. Once they cross that bridge and get over that obstacle, all hell's going to break loose, because that's the only thing that's keeping this group back right now is they still believe the lie that the Jews are God's chosen people. They still believe the lie that somehow we have to bless that bastard nation, that murderous, yep, traitorous, assassinating litter box called It's a Lie over in Palestine. They still believe that that's our duty. Once they realize that they have been lied to by these scumbags behind the pulpit, everything's going to change, because that's the only domino that hasn't fallen yet. Everybody's pretty right up on the vaccines, the medical mafia, the treason in Washington. Yep. That's becoming very, very widely known amongst the good people. I'm not talking about the refuge out there. I don't care about them. They're not going to be here very long, and the prophets already told us that they're just like cannon fodder. They're just going to go away. It's the elect. It's the remnant of Yahweh's people that we want to wake up. And once they get over that hump, you're going to see some major, major changes coming in this world, I believe. The scripture tells us that the whole world is in travail, waiting for the sons of Yahweh to be manifested. That's the last domino until the Adamites wake the hell up. Once they get past that, then they're going to realize that we've been lied to. In fact, they're going to help hunt down these preachers. Scripture, there's a verse that talks about that. That their own parents, these liars in these pulpits, their own parents will join the crowds looking to find them to punish them for their treason against God and against our people. Their own parents will help hunt them down for the pieces of dog meat that they are. I'm looking forward to that day. When the courtyard is full of these pedophiles and traitors and murderers and rapists, you're going to see another gallows sitting there, and it's going to be these lying preachers hanging from the end of that rope. And that's the day I'm looking forward to, because they've led the sheep to the slaughter, and that is that's tantamount to treason. Treason against humanity, treason against the God of heaven, and treason against even common sense and the laws of nature. And they need to be punished for that. When they're found guilty, they need to be punished.
Yeah, absolutely. Now this assault weapons ban, this goes back to what I was talking about when I say they just want to flat out just deny us our right to keep and bear arms. This was just back in April. It was a town in Illinois called the Village of Deerfield. It's in northern Illinois. They passed a ban on assault weapons. So see, here they didn't just target a high-capacity magazine or a bump stock. They went after the whole assault weapon itself. And basically, it's supposed to go into effect June the 13th. They and if they don't, see, they're not being grandfathered in. That's the important thing for people to know. Okay, they're not saying that if you're already on them, it's okay. No, you got to turn. These people want you to turn them in. Otherwise, you'll be charged $200 to $1,000 a day as a penalty. See, folks? So anybody say, well, they're not really going to just take our guns away. Here you go, right here. Here's one town that's trying to do it. They may not get away with it, but this is the enemy trying to do it to see what they can get away with, folks.
Hey, Randy, I got a question for you. This is just a matter of opinion, of course. How long do you think we are, or how far away are we from vigilante action?
They keep pushing up. I think for a lot of people, the gun issue could be it, Matt. I really do. I'm there because there's only so much people can take, and I think people. Sometimes I get the feeling that it just seems like the right to keep and bear arms is like, for a lot of people, that's like the line in the sand. That's what I think.
They'll tolerate
all their other. I don't know why they tolerate their other rights being violated, but they feel like, okay, Matt, but if they come for the guns, then that's it. That's where I draw the line. I don't think we should wait till it gets that bad, because in my opinion, one violation of our Constitution is too many. Because what happens when they violate it once, they do it again and again and again, and eventually you end up against a brick wall. And I don't want it to have to get to that point. I want to try to stop all this. I don't want there to be bloodshed in our country. I feel that if we corrected all this treason, we could prevent this massive war. I don't want to see that, but if it comes down to it, then we have to protect our people and our country. But I think for a lot of people, yeah, the line in the sand is the right to keep and bear arms for a lot of people.
Well, I would hope that there is a line somewhere. I mean, you would think, for me, my greatest disappointment in the white so-called Bible-believing American is the fact that we've condoned the butchering of the unborn. I still shake my head, because that was passed shortly after I graduated from high school. And I couldn't believe it then, and I was only a teenager. And yet to have gone this many years and we're still allowing that barbarous practice, and we're still allowing the poor babies' bodies to be cut up and parceled out and sold to cosmetic companies, research companies and like, I don't, you know, why does the Father even tolerate us? I don't understand it. We're supposed to be His administrators and be a shining light on the hill, which means emanating truth and justice and His law on this earth, and we turn our backs on the butchering of the most innocent of life there is, the unborn child. There is no more innocent life, and we've turned our backs on it, and we go about our business as if it's not happening. Randy, I think that's probably the greatest mark against us that there could ever be. All the rest of it is bad, but this has to be probably the most egregious affront of Yahweh and His law that there could ever be.
Absolutely. But I think if people want to check out the village at Deerfield, man, just research the corporations that are there, man, like Walgreens and things you can find. You just search like Walgreens and firearms, and you'll see the court cases and stuff that I've seen. And it's just, there's no way this can all be a coincidence, man.
Well,
it just boggles the mind, man.
Here's the thing. If Yahweh were to give all power, the very first thing I would do as the monarch, because I don't want to be president, I don't want anything to do with this current joke we call a three-branch government. That's not biblical. A monarch would be biblical. So if I was given the power and the scepter to be the monarch, the very first thing I would do is to drive every snake out of America as Patrick drove them out of Ireland so many years ago. The snakes have to go, because the snakes are behind every problem that we're talking about. So to me, the fastest, easiest remedy for any white nation is to round the snakes up. Those that have committed the capital crimes, hang them immediately. And then the rest of them, put them on boats and ship them the hell off of our shores. And tell them that if they're ever found back here again, there's a bounty on them. Put a bounty on them that if they're found after such and such a date, anybody that brings in their bodies will get a $10,000 reward. That would be the fastest way to solve probably 98% of our problems, because they are the termites eating away at the foundation of all of our religious institutions and our governments and our financial institutions. They are the vermin that George Washington said should be exterminated like vermin, because that's exactly what they are. Pontius Pilate even referred to it in his letter to the Caesar when he had met the Christ, and he was talking about these people called Jews. We call them Jews today. That's not what they were called in antiquity, though. So these Khazarian, Edomite, Esau, communist, Zionist, lying, murdering thieves, as Christ said in the book of John, chapter 8, they are responsible, because they are the world's tormentors, world's revolutionaries, the world's murderers and assassins. And that's right out of the writings of rabbis and Jews. That's not my words. That's their own words. They admit it. They're just counting on the fact that their propaganda machine and their control of the media will cover their ass so that the white people, the majority of white people, will never figure it out. So they easily and quickly admit it. So, you know, that would be the number one thing I would do. Because if you don't eliminate them, you know, everybody talks about Trump is trying to clean up the FBI, the CIA, and the Department of Justice because he can't take the cabal down with all that corruption in there. Well, that makes sense. But look, go the next step. Why don't we get all of the troublemakers out of our whole country at every level and simply ban the Jews? That's all you got to do. In fact, there's people running for government today in California, Illinois, and one or two other places. Part of their platform is the fact that the Jews need to be stripped of all power and shipped the hell out of here. They are the troublemakers. That's all there is to it. And they murdered Christ. The whole reason they murdered Christ was for identifying him as that 2,000 years ago. Well, they're still the same troublemakers. They're still the same Satanists. They're still the same pedophiles. They're still the same queers. They're still the same transgender pushers. They're still the same poisoners that they were back then. So if you want to clean society up, then you round them up. And the easiest way to do that, Randy, is, like I said, turn the rednecks loose on them. Turn all these white hunters and militia guys loose on them and put a bounty on them that if they're not out of here by such and such a date, that is the ones that don't get executed for their crimes, if they're not out of here, the bounty goes into effect. I'll tell you what, it would cleanse the land, and just like Ireland so many centuries ago when Patrick drove them out, it would be bliss and prosperity and peace would come back on earth. No more wars. Think about that. No more of these damn wars. No more of the military-industrial complex that spends trillions of dollars on BS programs and BS weapons that don't work. We pay. When I was in the military, I'm going to tell you something, I still remember some of the components on the system I worked on as a maintenance technician. The price the military was paying for them was at least 10 times what the component was actually worth, just because it was a government contract and there was a kickback to the manufacturer. It's been going on for a long time, so there we were. Because everything I fixed, I had a price list of what it was costing us, and the cost was astronomical. And the amount of waste I saw when I was in the military was unbelievable. Why? Because everybody thinks it's free money. It's just taxpayer money. What do you care? That was the attitude. It's just taxpayer money. What do you care? I care because I believe what Christ said, waste not, want not. I grew up with that saying, waste not, want not. You're not supposed to waste anything, whether it's water, money, time. You don't waste it. It's precious. It's always precious.
Since we're on a roll today, why stop, man? Have you seen that memo that came out of Orange County Department of Education was back in March?
Refresh my memory.
I put it on Facebook, man. You know, at first, you know, I get stuff like this sent to me, and I'm like, okay, that looks really bad. But, you know, I want to verify it, right? Because, you know, things can be Photoshopped. I mean, you'd like to give people the benefit of the doubt. But I called them up. I called up this Department of Education just to verify it. Told them basically the date on it, what it was about, and they verified it to me. So I was like, okay. So I put it out on the internet. But it's from Orange County Department of Education. It's California. This won't be a big shock to some people. But this is dated March 29, 2018. It's in regards, it's a legal opinion. And it's referring to the California Healthy Youth Act. I'm going to read the bottom portion of it, which is quite disturbing. Now, this comes from the lawyer or the general counsel who actually wrote this. His name is Ronald D. Wencart. Probably should research that last name. But the last part of it says, therefore, parents who disagree with the instructional materials related to gender identity, gender expression, and sexual orientation may not excuse their children from this instruction. However, parents are free to advise their children that they disagree with some or all of the information presented in the instructional program and express their views on these subjects to their children.
Wow. Basically,
you don't have a right to excuse your children. Now, they have to be forced the indoctrination, and you have to try to counter it and hope that they'll understand, right?
Yeah. Well, here again, we have a choice, and it's called homeschooling.
Public education for you.
Yeah. Exactly. And I just read an article, Randy, that homeschooling is once again going viral. The reasons, of course, are they vary. Some are doing it because the quality of the public education system is absolutely abysmal. The others are doing it because their children can no longer be considered safe in the public school system, which parents are actually correct on both counts. So we can only hope that the public school system crash and burn. It's an absolute joke. Like so many things today are an absolute joke.
The school system has been used as a propaganda, indoctrinating our children with all this communism. I mean, that's what they've used it for.
Yes. Well, that's
and
obvious.
And now we see with this memo, now they want to indoctrinate them with Satan ideology. I mean, that's what this is, man. They want to be able to teach our children that it's okay or cool to be a homosexual or, cut your private parts off and change into something else. That's what this is all about.
Well, Satan's kids are doing what Satan kids always do, which is create chaos and mayhem and try to undo his perfect order for this world. It's not hard to figure out.
What I have found very disturbing is some of these children you can find on YouTube are talking about this whole like gender identity and all these different words that they use. You have little kids. Okay, we're talking kids like under 10 years old talking about how little boy thinks he's really a little girl, and you've got the parents going along with this stuff. I mean, it just blows my mind. Parents, instead of correcting their children, right? With whatever's going on in this child's mind that thinks that there's some other sex that they're not or whatever, they're going along with it and taking them to doctor's appointments and talking about having their private parts cut off and changed. The parents are doing this to their own children.
They're not parents. They're not parents. And, Randy, as frustrating as it gets, we have to remember the Messiah told us that it would be nutty like it is. We just didn't realize just how nutty it was going to get.
It's definitely nutty.
But here's the good news. The prophets told us that the Father is going to eliminate these kind of people. He's going to eliminate them. And shockingly enough, there's a third that's going to come through this fire. I can't believe a whole third is going to make it, personally. But two-thirds definitely are not going to make it. And that's easy to see. Just take a look around you folks and count on one hand how many people have any semblance of morality anymore. And pretty quickly, you're going to come up with at least two-thirds that don't deserve to exist in God's eyes, don't deserve to exist because they're aberrations of nature. When you become an aberration of nature, even if there were no God, even if there were no biblical moral code, the laws of nature will eliminate you eventually. When you get this perverse, you're going to go the way of the dodo bird because you can't exist. This is an aberration of every natural law there is, which means that the perpetrators are going at some point to become extinct, either by violence or just by the fact, well, in the case of homosexuality, there's a perfect example. If everybody accepted homosexuality, within one generation, everybody would be dead. All right? They'd be dead. There's a perfect example of how ludicrous and insane this whole argument is. You would be dead. I don't know what... Here's the problem. People have a brain, but they don't put it in use. You know, the brain is like a muscle. If you don't use it, it atrophies. It weakens. It shrinks. It becomes inefficient. A brain, like every other thing, should be exercised, which means get it off of the damn sports and entertainment and all the other garbage that you're filling your head with, and think, have conversations, maybe even have debates. How about a real novel concept? Read a book. Can you imagine that? Actually pick up somebody else's research and lifelong pursuits. I just finished reading America BC by Dr. Barry Fell. He wrote it back in the 1970s. Excellent, excellent, excellent book that proves beyond a shadow of doubt, just as many other archaeologists have proved, that Europeans were on the North and South American continents up to 5,000 years ago. 5,000 years ago. They were here. They were growing crops. They were mining copper from Lake Superior. They were shipping timber and gold and silver and copper and other ore back to the Mediterranean Sea area. That's where King David and King Solomon got the materials to build the first temple. All right? So, and even in his book, he says the same thing that Stephen Collins said in his books that I read. Academia knows this, but refuses to allow it to be taught in our universities. So right here is proof of what you're saying about indoctrination centers. They're not institutions to teach people the truth or to teach them how to critically think. Instead, they are indoctrinating them with the worldview that the cabal wants us to believe instead of the truth. Both of these archaeologists said, why am I getting so much resistance? We have proof. There's a mountain of evidence and proof that what we're talking about here is true. Columbus himself didn't say he discovered the New World. He didn't say that. Just like Muhammad. Muhammad never claimed to be a prophet. He was made into one by men who wanted a fake religion to control people with. But Muhammad himself never said, I'm a prophet. Christopher Columbus never said, I discovered the New World. He never claimed that. He knew he was using information from other mariners that had already traversed the Atlantic many times. They had maps. They had historical documents. It was no new thing to those people. It was made into all this garbage so that they can control us. They can control the narrative, which will support whatever the Jew wants you to believe. Because they want to be the number one people. They want to be the people at the center. They've already said it. We're all slaves. Every race outside of Jews is nothing more than cattle to be serving the Jew. That's why they call us goyim. That's their term for cattle or beasts of burden. All right? That's what we are to them. That's why they can be behind prostitution and harvesting of organs, because we're just animals. We're just animals to be cut up and divvied out for the highest bidder, because the Jew is the only thing that matters. The Jew is the only thing that matters. Let's see. I got some notes here.
How do we go from conquering nations to our children eating Tide Pods on the internet?
That's a tough one, Randy, because it happens slowly. It's like Christ warned us about the leaven of the Pharisees. And anybody that's made bread by hand knows that you put yeast or leaven into the dough and then you set it off to the side. I can still remember picturing my mom at the farmhouse. She had a big porcelain kettle, and she'd make up a bunch of dough, and she set it off to the side and put a flour towel over the top of it so the flies wouldn't get it. And over the course of hours, that dough would rise to where it went clear to the top and even sometimes would start coming out over the edges. That's how much it took effect. But it took hours. And so our society has been infiltrated by these scumbags, and they have torn away at our institutions and inputted these lies and misconceptions. 24/7 they're doing this, figuring out where they can stick these lies, and now it has permeated through our society to where our people, because they have turned their backs on Yahweh, Randy, I think that's the key thing. There's a scripture that says the deception at the end of the age would be so great that even the elect would be deceived if it were possible. So the question is, why is it not possible to deceive the elect? Because the elect have Yahweh in their lives. They have the Holy Spirit as a counselor. That's the only reason, Randy, that we set apart from the rest of them. The Jew hates that, by the way. The Jew hates that. When I went into the courthouse for a friend to extricate her as best we could, and that courtroom and that courthouse was full of Jews. Everywhere you looked, it was Jewish attorneys, Jewish judges. And it was a Jewish prosecutor, assistant prosecutor, come up to me, and he started feeding me a line of bullshit. And I looked at him, and I tried to imagine myself as the Christ, looking at the Pharisees of that day. So I just looked at him, and I said, "You're a liar." I said, "I know about procedures. I write them for a living. And I know that you violate them whenever it suits your purpose." That guy had the look of terror. I swear to God, he had the look of terror because he understood he was talking to one of the elect. And so his lies, deceptions, and bullshit were not going to work. And it terrified him because that's all they've got. And the whole time we were in this court case, coming in and out of that courthouse and dealing with the different people we dealt with, it was interesting that the Anglo-Saxons did not like what they were seeing. And they came up to me and actually told me that. I had police officers, I had court officials, court reporters. Even one of the girls worked in the admin office that my daughter knew. She came up and she resigned. She said, "What I saw happening out there is not what I signed up for." I had a young police officer tell me the same thing. "I did not sign up for this kind of crap." He said, "This is ridiculous." So our people are witnessing it, and the one thing I noticed is the Jew is terrified, literally terrified, when he has to come up against an awakened Anglo-Saxon. And my dream, Randy, is that when we do these calls and we do the things we're doing to bring the truth out there, is to arise an army of awakened Anglo-Saxons, because it will strike terror into them as a body of people. Because they do work by deception, they work by lies, and they work by intimidation. And when you lose the fear of them, and they can see it in your eyes when you no longer fear them, when you no longer fear them and you understand how they work, it drives them crazy. It literally drives them crazy, because that's all they've got. Why do you think the media today is...
I agree. They can't beat us militarily. They can't beat us militarily. Even they know that. That's why everything that they do is lies, deception, propaganda. That's the only way they've been able to do what they've done to us. But militarily, they don't stand a chance at all.
Yeah. I got some comments that were sent in here. Let's see, one of them says, how do... How do you get the young men and all white men off this NFL nonsense and other monkey sports? How can we get at least half of them off this? If so, how? And then another comment here is, the dumbed down masses believe the lie. We are all the same. Planet of the Apes, you know, is normalcy. Sick society.
The NFL received, I'm not really much of a sports guy, but the NFL, from what I could tell, received a lot of backlash over the people not showing respect to the national anthem and stuff. They received a lot of backlash over that.
Well, I've so read that they're...
What you were talking about, like, you know, monitoring the trends, that's definitely one to keep an eye on, because that made a lot of people mad.
Yeah, amen to that. Amen to that.
I mean, that's just one of many different trends that's going on simultaneously. It's not, we're not just dealing like a single issue here. I mean, there's many different things coming at the federal government at once. Many, I mean, whether you're talking about the vaccine issue, health issues, homeschool issues, people fighting to keep our right to keep and bear arms. There's so many things moving it all at the same time. They're all very important issues. But they, you know, really, while they may be different issues, they strategically, they're all going against the federal government, which is a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think at some point it'll become too overwhelming for the federal government. They can't you know, it's not like the federal government decide, hey, we're going to go pick on this one guy today. They're getting hit and slammed from all different directions right now, and have been for quite some time.
Yeah. Well, that's the good news, that the army on the good side is growing in number and in wisdom. I'm seeing more and more people tearing
apart.
Remember,
a number of years ago, with all the tea parties that were happening simultaneously around the country, remember how much that upset the government, the enemy? I mean, they were laughing at us, but they didn't think it was funny when we actually showed up.
Oh, yeah. Amen to that. Yeah. Well, that's why they're in panic mode, because they have gotten full of themselves, exactly as Scripture says, that their vanity would be their undoing. And the Jews are the most vain people on earth. So their vanity, they're bragging. They got rabbis right now bragging about the fact that the Jews control, and that the rest of us are here as mere slaves to the Jew. They got rabbis speaking in public, saying these things. They used to be, they would only say it in the synagogues, where they were pretty sure that it was only fellow Jews hearing them. Now they're in public forums talking about the fact that Jerusalem should be the capital of the world, and the Jews should be the master race, and everybody else is just mere slaves to them. I mean, where's the outrage?
If they were truly able to conquer us, that, you know, that they would have a right to brag, but their little bragging thing that they're doing right now, this is just temporary, man. They think they got control, but the rug is going to be pulled out from underneath them.
Well, praise Yahweh for that. It needs to happen, because they are, as Christ said, they are responsible for all of the innocent blood shed upon the earth. That's right out of Scripture. They are responsible. Why are they responsible? Even if they don't pull the trigger, even if they don't hold the scalpel, you can follow the money back to the George Soroses and the Rothschilds and all the rest of the kike bank owners. You can follow the money. Why are they cutting up babies? They don't give a shit about that mother. What they want are those baby parts, because they're making a fortune selling the babies' bodies to the cosmetic industry and research centers. Why are they stealing body parts from, like right now in China? It's a full-scale operation in China and parts of Eastern Europe, where they're taking people in and literally cutting up their bodies while they're alive. They start this. And taking their organs. Why? Because there's big money in it. And if there's big money in it, who do you think's behind it? I'll give you three guesses, and the first two don't count. Take a guess.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Oi, oi.
Oh, oi, oi.
We always got to throw some humor in there. Come on now.
I didn't catch the oi oi. I thought you were trying to say something, but yeah, you're right. Okay, so you guessed right. So here again, if the scepter of power were ever to be in my hand, that would be the first proclamation, because that will clean up.
I got to ask you, have you noticed that mainly with the female Jews, they their voice, it tends to have kind of a high pitch to it. Have you noticed this?
Yes.
It's almost like a screech to it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, they're aliens.
I've noticed this with a lot of them that are like on TV and stuff. You know, you're watching a TV program, and you're like Roseanne and those others. They got the screech to their. I don't know, man. It just I pick up on it. And it just hurts
well,
my ears, to be honest with you.
Once you become savvy to who they are and how they operate, you pick up on a lot of that kind of stuff. I got another caller calling in, Randy. I'm going to go ahead. So if you have more, just after he's done, then just do the star six again.
Okay, thank you.
Yahweh bless. Okay, John, you're on the air, buddy.
Good afternoon to all my white brothers and sisters. May Yahweh bless each and every one of you, including you, Pastor Dan. I asked some questions on the message board. One thing that concerns me is basically the younger people not reading hardly anything much these days. They're always on their cell phones. Yeah, they're on their computers as well, but mainly on their cell phones across this country. But how the heck can we even get at least half of the white men in this country to ignore these sports and start reading again? How can, or maybe a quarter of them? How can we do it?
Well, they have to have a change of heart. That's what the scripture talks about, a conversion. When they come to Christ, there's a conversion, and that's part of what they're talking about. Your priorities change. That's what repentance is talking about in scripture. Rethink, repent or rethink your priorities. And only a regenerated soul that has come to Yahweh can do that. So the answer to your question is they have to come back to Yahweh or they're lost. They're not going to stop doing that. That's how the enemy has control over them. They have to have the internal drive to want to clean up their own act and come to the truth of the Father. Unfortunately, the majority of our people are not going to do that, and they are going to perish. That's why I've said for years, you're going to see loved ones, family members, colleagues at work, that one day they're not going to be around any longer. They're going to be destroyed, either by Yahweh directly or by our enemies who will take them out, because that's what this is all about.
Well, Pastor Dan, I'm doing what I can. I don't think I'm doing enough, but I want to do more. And when I get, hopefully we'll speak with you today, later on today, if you let me go down there and speak with you, there's a suggestion I want to make. Now, as far as this, what you just said, you know, I've tried to get my, maybe not both of my nephews, but the one that's doing well, off of that cell phone as much as I can. It really doesn't do any good. And, you know, I don't want to see him lost or anything, but I have no choice. But I will keep warning him and talking to him. And I feel the same way for other people out here. Now, I basically said something to somebody not too long ago just to plant some seeds, and I don't know if I did well or not.
Well, planting seeds is what we're supposed to do. That's our job, planting the seeds. Bringing the seeds to fruition is our Savior's job. We don't have the ability to do that. All we can do is plant the seeds of truth and hope that they germinate in the soul, and the people will want more truth. And anybody seeking truth is going to come to the Father. That's all there is to it.
I am hoping that a lot of these people that turn their TV off to the NFL, basketball games until recent, which will be good on our side, hopefully they'll be searching and researching the full truth about what's going on. I mean, it's good to see that a lot of white people, hopefully white men, white European, I'm speaking about white European stock, in this country. I hope that they can at least search somehow and find out what the purpose is of these sports. I mean, that's to keep us occupied, keep our mind off of the political situation, the racial situation. But, you know, in a way, it's a good thing that you had all these black football players take to the knee, and now the NFL started again, they're still taking to the knee.
Well,
they're still taking to the knee. Right. I hope more and more whites keep boycotting the NFL, and I hope more no longer go to the stadiums. This is ridiculous.
Well, amen.
This is really ridiculous.
Of course it is. But if you read the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, you will find that it's all in the playbook, that sports would be used to undermine our culture, undermine our morals. And they admitted in there that they would use sports as a vehicle to integrate us into race mixing. And if you think about it, where did it start? Jackie Robinson. That's where it started, getting the white people to idolize a sports figure, a black sports figure, so that when he ends up with a white wife or dating white women and all that, there's a dichotomy created there, because now half of you, being the sports nut that you are, think he's a great athlete, but the other half of you knows that race mixing's wrong, and they know that the average white person, especially over a period of time, will get wore down to where they'll say, well, we can make an exception here for Jackie because, after all, he's such a great sports figure, and, you know, we don't really want him to stop playing baseball and all this other BS. But they admitted that they would use sports as a vehicle to do that to us, and it's worked like a champ. It really has. Our people shut the brains off. I mean, look at the stadiums. Look at the faces of the people in the stadiums and how many of them are white. Unbelievable.
Well,
white people still
yes.
go there to watch the Negro Football League. I mean, it's a Negro Football League. It's not a white league anymore. It's a Negro Football League. Why in
Negro
the hell?
Football League?
Yeah, that's what NFL stands for.
How about this? A Negro Felon League. How's that? Many of them are like they committed crimes before they even got onto the football field. Many of them have been arrested. Did you know that?
I know that there's a lot more than people are aware of. I didn't know what the actual number is, but I have been told that it's a lot higher percentage than people are knowledgeable of. It's sick. I mean, the whole thing, sports has gotten out of control like everything else. It's way too much money. There's no standards. There's no accountability. It's all about the money, and the Jews are the commissioners, typically. If there is a goyim that becomes a commissioner, he'll be owing his position as commissioner to a Jew with money somewhere. So, you know, but a lot of times they just outward put a Jew in there just like to do the Federal Reserve. You know, what white people are so stupid today. It's just unbelievable. They don't think there's a conspiracy when every head of the Federal Reserve is a Jew. You think that's actually happening because they're the smartest and brightest. They're the best criminals. I'll give you that. They're criminal geniuses. However, they are not the brightest. They are not the smartest, or else they wouldn't have to be criminals. If they actually were great inventors and so smart and so good with money, then why be criminals? Why not do it honestly? Well, they can't do it honestly because they're not good with money. They're not good with inventing anything. They steal. They steal the inventions of every other race. They steal the intellectual property of every other person and then claim it for themselves, just like the Jew president of RCA Records did when that young teenage boy in the Midwest figured out how to make a motion picture tube work. All the engineers and PhDs couldn't figure it out, and this boy, teenage boy, figured it out. But did they give him the money that he deserved for his intellectual property? No.
No.
They lost in court. The boy won. He won his patent. And the Jews kept it tied up in court for 20 years until the patent ran out. That's how the Jews do business. And you're going to tell me that the crooked, nefarious, rotten-to-the-core Jew is smarter than everybody else? No. No, they're criminals. And when they can't get what they want in the legitimate way, they go to criminality, whether it's blackmail, murder, theft, you name it. They will do whatever it takes for them to stay on top. At that, they are geniuses because their criminality knows no ends. But that doesn't make them actually smart. No. Einstein was an idiot, okay? The Jewish media told us Barack Obama was a smart man. Is he? No, he's an idiot. He's a complete idiot. George Bush Jr. was a great leader. No, he's another idiot. Dope-smoking idiot, just like the dope-smoking Barack Obama's an idiot. They're all idiots. But when you got the Jew media propping them up, and they got teleprompters, and when they do make mistakes, like the moron Barack four or five times that I personally witnessed, the teleprompter shut off. The guy couldn't even finish a sentence. How stupid is that? He couldn't even finish a sentence. All right? So what did they do? They turned it around. That's what they're for. Now, is that honest? No, it's not honest. If they were honest, they'd point out that, man, we don't want somebody this dumb in Washington, just like that congressman from Georgia, Johnson, that thinks that an island can tip over. If you put men and material on one side of the island is going to tip over. How does anybody that stupid get into Congress? If we had legitimate media here, they would plaster it all over the front lines. This guy shouldn't even have a high school diploma, let alone be sitting in the halls of Congress making decisions for the rest of us. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. That just shows you the level of lunacy in this world and the culpability of the media. That's why the alt media is like viral. Almost nobody is watching mainstream news, mainstream programming. They're going to the internet. They're going to alternative media because even if it's not perfect, it's a far cry better than the Jewish-controlled mainstream that's out there. I mean, CNN is a laughingstock. CNN and MSNBC, laughingstocks at the retards that they're putting out there, the talking heads and the talking points. It just shows that their IQ must be somewhere down around gorilla, maybe. Somewhere probably around 50 to 60, because they are dumb as stumps. And whoever writes their material can't even get it right. So, you know, these people don't have a brain cell that actually functions to begin with. They only read scripts. But even the people writing their scripts for them are mental midgets. I mean, just listen to the idiocy that they talk about. It's actually quite comical. Quite comical. Did you have anything else, John?
Yeah, be that as it may, look what these so-called crisis actors down here with David Hogg and whoever else in this anti-gun thing, look what they did to the state of Florida. They caused some gun laws to be redone, and then we got this new law down here, Senate Bill 7601, something like that. Look what they did. They knew what they were doing. And apparently not enough people called in. I'm saying a lot of people here in Florida are dumber than hell. And if many people called in, these damn state congressmen and state senators here, they didn't do a damn thing about it. And look at what one guy caused the governor to do, raise the shotgun and rifle age from 18 to 21 now? He disarmed almost 15 million young people.
Right, yeah. So you can go off to fight a Jew war overseas and die at 18, but you can't own a weapon to protect yourself or go hunting. Total insanity.
This is how dumbed down this country has become.
And on top of that, people
like David Hogg lying all the way through this shit. That's what really makes me mad. And they're really going to take all our guns away, one way or another.
We might see that in our lifetime,
and we might not. I don't know how long this is going to take.
Well, only if
who
we
knows?
Let them.
Maybe. Well, maybe Donald Trump might have a brain fart and say, fuck all this, I'm taking the guns away. He could say that. He could do that.
No, we can't do that. They're not gods. Only what we allow them to do. That's what's wrong, John. It doesn't matter. If they make a law that violates the Constitution, it has no effect. Now, that doesn't mean a rogue cop or military guy isn't going to do the wrong thing and try to enforce a unconstitutional law. We got plenty of dummies that will do that. But that doesn't make them right. That doesn't make them. They're not gods. They don't rule by edict.
We have a lot of young men between the ages of 18 to 30, well, take it back, between the ages of, 21 to 30 or 35 in the police and sheriff forces all over this country, that would, there's a big chance that they would be the ones that would take the guns away. They've been brainwashed like anything. I know what I'm talking about. This is how bad it is.
Well, I talk to a lot of them, too, and they're fully aware of the fact that there are criminals in charge that want to put them in harm's way to do stuff like that. It's, the media wants us to think like Katrina, what they did in New Orleans and all that is what everybody's going to do. No, those are isolated incidents where they handpicked the people that were involved because the cops that said they weren't going to be part of it weren't allowed anywhere near the scene. So there's plenty of sheriffs, there's plenty of police officers out there that I know that are fighting just as hard as we are, but you're never going to hear about them in the mainstream because they don't want you to know that there is a rebellion forming in this country. It's happening. They know that these people are criminals. Rick Scott is a criminal. That's why he's leaving Florida to go to Washington so that he can become a bigger, worse criminal. He's already committed criminality here in Florida that he should go to prison for, and his wife. Now he wants to become a bigger criminal and create his crime across the entire 50 states. That's how they work.
Gun bill that he signed just a few months ago, I don't think that every gun owner and his brother and sister in the state of Florida is going to vote for him, maybe a few, but I can't see how the vast majority of gun owners in the state of Florida, including you and me, are going to vote for this joker. He does not deserve to go anywhere anymore. He needs to get out of there. He's not, as a matter of fact, he's not even going to get Sheriff Scott Israel of Broward County. Broward County Sheriff, he's not even going to get him to resign or remove him from office. He's not going to do that. On top of that, where is all this videotape from that Florida high school, Fort Lauderdale shooting up here with the high school? Where is the videotape of Nicholas Cruz in the hallways? And Scott Israel hasn't even released those videos. He knows he's lying about this whole thing.
Well, wait a minute. Scott Israel's a Jew, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And you're expecting a Jew to do the right thing? John, you're expecting what can't happen.
No, sir, I'm not expecting him to do it, but I am expecting the governor, despite what you just said about him, to at least get in there and try to remove him. But I'm saying that that's not going to happen. But, yes, I know Scott Israel is a little filthy Jew boy.
Right, and Rick Scott is dirty, okay? The Q Post made that announcement that all 50 governors at the time, this was about 3 or 4 months ago, I believe, that all 50 governors were compromised. Now, I don't know, I don't have the facts, but that's what, and Q has been right about a lot of things, but he said all 50 have been compromised, which means they've done something that they can be blackmailed for. And Rick Scott's no different. So Rick Scott's not going to do the right thing as long as they've got the goods on him. All right? Besides that, he's probably a coward. And so he's not going to challenge the cabal in what they're doing. He got to where he is because he's a go-along-to-get-along guy, and he's not going to challenge him. So eventually he'll be turned out. When all the information is released on these people, Rick Scott's going to face jail time. So I'm not even worried about him running.
Well, I hope that you're correct on him facing jail time. After all, I just looked at a video the other day. Actually, it was yesterday. What are we up to now? 70,000 indictments? Do you think that's going to include some of the governors or maybe all of them? 70,000?
Well, I don't know how many there actually are. I have not seen the figure lately. I know it's a lot because we have a lot of criminals. The Jews have been decimating our Christian constitutional republic for a lot of years. And so the reason we have sunk so low is because they've gotten to so many people at the federal, state, and even local levels. So when you round up everybody that's guilty of either treason, murder, pedophilia, kidnapping, harvesting of organs, sex slave trade, I mean, when you round up everybody involved in all that, it could probably easily be as many indictments as you're talking about. All right?
Yeah, but when is all this going to go down? I'm sick. I don't follow Q anymore like you do, Pastor Dan, Commander Dan. When is I'm still waiting to see the arrests.
Well, so is nothing's everybody happening. Else. So, but everybody else is, John, and all I can say is that the word that I'm getting is we're going to see some things here very, very soon. If we don't, then we know that we're on our own. We know that we've been lied to, and we're on our own at that point.
I don't want to keep living like this in this one Jew world order, this new Jew world order, whatever the hell it is. I want out of it. I want them all arrested. This is ridiculous. We've got the Jew in control of every. We've got the stinking Jew in control of every branch of government, everywhere, institutions, private institutions, everywhere. This
well,
is
John,
ridiculous.
When's the last time you saw it's either four or five people running for government that have openly stated exactly what you're saying? When was the last time? Never. So
there are
signs that there is a coup going on in this country right now. I personally believe that it is the military that was drummed out by the criminals like Obama and the Clintons and the Bushes. The good generals and the good admirals that were drummed out got together and formed an organization called America First. I believe that's what it's called, America First. The point of it is the military understood what was going on because they're there. They saw it up close and personal. And they determined that the military is the only group of people with enough power and enough inside knowledge that could save America. That's it. Other than the Second Coming. Now, the Second Coming just wipes everything that we're talking about right off the slate. Second Coming will override everything. But short of the Second Coming, the military has to save the republic. They're the only ones that can do it. And I see evidence that that's exactly what's happening. They got us all looking at the politicians, including Trump. They got us all buzzing about all that while they are quietly below the radar screen, just like Craig Sawyer. Craig Sawyer is the former Navy SEAL that's operating vets for child rescue. Do you see him on the evening news very often? Do you see the mainstream
Absolutely
talking
not.
About it? How many children
No.
have been rescued by Craig Sawyer and his band of former military and former police officers and citizen soldiers? How many children have already been rescued? How many pedophiles have already been arrested because of the work of Craig Sawyer and his organization of veterans? How many? You don't see a word on the street about it, and yet it's happening. We know it's happening, and that's my point. There are good people that are doing good things, and there is a coup. There is a fight to get this Christian republic back on its feet, and we just have to be patient a little bit longer. Have to be patient and let the good people do what they have to do, and we have to support them. We have to be ready when we get the signal to hit the streets to support the good military, the good guys, in bringing this cabal down. And I think at some point we're going to be given that signal. If it gets rough. If it gets rough, they're going to call us into action. If they can do it without our help, they'll do it. But if they need our help, we have to be ready to hit the streets to take these bastards down, period. And it's not going to be much longer. So just hang in there.
Pastor Dan, we're dying out here financially, morally, socially, and this can't go on. If America is to continue, something drastically needs to change. But to have this much patience, it's taking too long. Okay, that's all I've got to say. I'll get off the phone and someone else can come on the line and talk to you. Have a great day. And Yahweh bless you, and may Yahweh bless all my white brothers and sisters out there.
Yahweh bless, John. All right, I don't have anybody else in the queue, so we've been going for a long time now. And for the folks that stuck with us, you've got more resolve than I think I do. So Yahweh bless your hearts. Yahweh bless your hearts. For the folks that are going to listen to the download later on, the archive message, energetic conversations. We hope everybody understands that these are passionate people who are concerned about the direction of this country and the state, the moral state of our people. And we should be concerned. Christ himself is concerned. If you're going to be Christ-like, you should be concerned. Correct? Absolutely correct. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank you for this opportunity to reach out to our brothers and sisters all over this earth. We ask for a blessing of guidance and protection for every person working to fix the situation, every person working to awaken the sleeping bags of dry bones in that Ezekiel Valley, so that the Ezekiel 37 army might arise and become the vast and mighty army spoken of by the prophets. And then we can perform our sacred duty according to Psalm 149, and we can take this evil, wicked cabal down as it deserves to be, so that truth, peace, and justice can return to all of mankind, as our Father intended. That's why Adam was put here to begin with. We ask all these things in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.